soon as the door closed behind her new client, Amy regretted her decision to visit Morelli. Her fear and doubt increased as she drove to the county hospital and peaked when she opened the door to the office of Dr. Leroy Gannett, the physician in charge of Morelli's case. Gannett was a tall, angular man with unruly brown hair who sat with his back to the room's only window. Amy introduced herself, and Gannett waved her into a seat in front of his desk. "What can I do for you, Mrs. Vergano?" "Daniel Morelli is my client. I want to meet with him." "No one told me that the court appointed a lawyer."
"I'm not court-appointed. I've been hired to represent Mr. Morelli."
Gannett frowned.
"I don't know if I can let you see Morelli without the DA's approval."
Amy was afraid that Dr. Gannett would say something like this. She honestly had no idea whether the district attorney could prevent her from seeing Dan. She wasn't kidding when she told Vanessa Kohler that she knew next to nothing about criminal law. She did remember something that she'd seen on a TV lawyer show, though.
"Dr. Gannett, everyone in America has a right to counsel. It's guaranteed by the Constitution. The district attorney has no power to keep Daniel Morelli from his attorney. Neither does this hospital."
Dr. Gannett looked unsure of himself.
"Look, doctor, I don't have any desire to make a federal case out of this visit, and I'm sure you don't want to have the hospital dragged into court over an issue it can't win."
Amy half hoped that Gannett would refuse to let her see Dan. It was an easy way out, but Gannett shrugged.
"I don't have a problem with it."
The hospital room was Spartan. Two plain metal chairs and a squat metal chest of drawers stood against the wall. There were bars on the windows. Morelli's bed had been cranked up so that he was partially sitting. He stared at Amy without expression. His complexion was pale and his cheeks were hollow.